Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the VIP Life with Lady Jane. This week, we're going to do a reintroduction and answer three questions that a listener asked. Stay tuned. First of all, I want to appreciate every single person that has been listening to my podcast recently. I have got some new listeners. Hey, welcome to the team. I can't say how thankful I am. Just acknowledging the fact that you listen to the show is enough for me. It's just enough for me. And just acknowledging that you learned something from what I said, it's giving me the mojo to actually should do another episode and do another one and another one. Right, that said, I'm going to do a reintroduction of myself. Reason being, I did the last few episodes, not even few, the last episodes that I did, I didn't really introduce myself properly. It was more of a tester sessions for me. But now, because I've let the podcast out there, I've shared that I'm actually doing a podcast, it is right, it's actually the right time for me to introduce myself. So who am I? My name is Jane Elliott, married to one Mr. Elliott. Love that man. I am originally from Kenya, born and raised in Kenya. I moved to England when I was 19. And it's been a rocky roller coaster 10 years of my life. But hey, I am here and living and loving life. I enjoy meeting people. That's one thing. I'm a very people person. If you know me, you've met me, you've heard of me, yes, you would know that I love being with people. In fact, one of my adopted sisters says if I don't meet people, I can easily go crazy. I sort of agree to this. Wouldn't go crazy, but yes, I would probably lose some of my mojo. I live in Leicester, which is in the middle of, it's in the Midlands, it's in the middle of England. It's not really like the center dot, but it's in the Midlands. I've been here for the last 10 years. So I landed, this was the first place I got to, and boom, I've been here ever since. I just love the city. Don't know if I'll ever move, but yeah, I love the city. At the moment, well, at the time of this episode that I'm recording this episode, we're currently in lockdown. If you've not heard, yes, how barren do you hear? We are in lockdown. Apparently, our numbers have just been going up with this CV situation, you know. But hey, we might be doing the right thing. We might be testing properly and sorting things out. Story for another day. Anyway, a listener from Germany, hey, shout out. So this listener asked me a few questions and I'm going to answer them as much as I can. This person actually sent a voice note, but wasn't comfortable me sharing the voice note as part of the episode. So what I'm going to do is just rephrase the questions. Hopefully I answer them to the T. So the first question was, how long have you been blind for? In my previous episodes, I have mentioned this. I went blind/visually impaired in 2012 and around November time. So it's coming up to almost 8 years, which has been an interesting 8 years of my life. But hey, I'm here. This is why I'm here, to educate and make sure people understand what being visually impaired is. The number two question was, do you see colors? Right, this is a tricky one because it's a yes and no situation. At times, yes, I'll tell you that's black, that's white, that's maybe green, but to me, I can tell white and black better than any other colors. Although sometimes you give me something navy blue and to me it looks black. You give me something dark purple and to me it looks black. You give me something like light pink, to me it looks like creamy white. So I wouldn't say that I actually see color. I would be lying if I do, because if you just randomly test me on things, it would be wishy-washy. That said, sometimes it's a sieve my brain, because I've seen these colors before. Remember, I wasn't born blind, I became blind as an adult. I remember these colors, so my brain sort of associates certain shades to certain colors. So to me, like a light brown would just be brown to me, just blue, teal, turquoise, dark blue, all those will just be blue to me. So don't just come ask me, be specific. No, hell no, I won't be, because I'll be lying to you. Am I just... But this is one of those things that I have fun with. I've previously mentioned I had a color detector thing. But now what I do is I have this app on my phone that tells me what colors are. It's not 100%, but then I can't depend on it. As I say, it's not 100%. I can't depend on it 100%. When I'm doing things, I like confirming things with people around me. So I'll say, what color is this? Or especially when I'm going shopping with, usually I go with my friends or husband or my mom. Yes, I'll just confirm, hey, this is blue, this is brown, this is green, this is purple. Yes, so that's how I deal with color. The last question was, what's the most essential thing to you at the moment? Right. So I'm going to answer this way. Apart from God, food, and human contact, the most essential thing to me right now is my phone. In my Braille versus Tech episode, I did mention how I came to discover iPhones and how it changed my life. Yeah, so as per now, it's still the best thing that has ever happened to me, because without my phone, I wouldn't do so many things. With my phone, I feel much safer, because I can use my phone to look at things. I can use my phone to tell me stuff, so the voiceover, and also there's an app on my phone that tells me, it can tell me what currency, like money wise. It can what else? It can read documents to me, so that's quite handy. So yeah, I'd say my phone is the most essential thing, apart from those other three things. Right, I think I answered those three questions properly and reintroduced myself. If you'd like to know anything, or just ask me a question, whatever question you want to ask me. My intention for this podcast is to educate people on visual impairment and blindness. So just don't be walking around being ignorant. So if you know me and you've asked me questions, if you're close to me and you've seen the way I maneuver, most of you understand how visual impairment works. But there are people out there that have no idea or have very little knowledge on how visual impairment impacts on people's lives. So don't feel shy on asking questions, but just ask the question in the right way. Just don't be ignorant. I'd rather you ask than just assume. Yeah. I'll do another episode to cover questions that frequently asked questions that I get, and also I'll probably do another episode to questions you shouldn't ask a blind person. There's some that are quite just Anyway, that's the episode for this week. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you listen to the other episodes if you've not listened to them, especially the first one, which was the VIP Spectrum. I put some content in there that people have come back to say, hey, thanks, this was very helpful. And the other one that was very, very helpful was, actually, the three most helpful ones were the VIP Spectrum, Braille versus Tech, and also Let's Talk Sense, especially that one. So thanks for listening to me. Come back again for another episode of the VIP Life, and let's share life together. Bye for now. Peace out.